The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Yes, indeed. It's good to be here again today on Hump Day. If anybody remembers that old ad, that's the funniest ad. If it didn't get an award of the year that the Hump Day ad occurred, it just showed bad taste by the advertising market, because that was a great ad for us all to remember. I think there's that one, and then the old little old lady at McDonald's that says, "Where's the beef? Where's the beef?" That's where. Those are the things that we remember. We're here today on things we're trying to forget. Our legislature, our Senate, they are not over their LSD trips yet. They've gone crazy. I've got more information about the historically bad vote by the Senate, 39-0, to break the spending limit. It's ridiculous. It's uncalled for. But we've got a little bit about interesting part about that vote. We also are going to talk about some of the other lesser issues, a little more technical in the weed issues of the legislature that are passing through the Senate. We're just about, the usual technique of a legislature who does not wish to serve the people is to wait as long as you can to do what you're going to do that the people do not want you to do. You wait till the end, you pass it, and you run for the hills. And that's exactly what the Senate is doing. I think the House is standing up. I think it's great. We're going to have, I think we're going to have a special session on the budget, or we're not going to break the spending cap. That's where I think we're going to end up. Right now, the long knives are out. Do not, if you go to a legislative room, sit in the corner. Don't let anyone sit behind you, because you'll get knifed in the back. But we're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is here. We're coming in hot. We're going to do our business report like we usually do. And then we're going to talk about what's going on in the legislature, state government. And really, we're starting to bridge over toward the elections coming up this fall. Qualification, I believe, is in August. The primary will be in October. Any runoffs will be November. But right now, the records are being made. One thing about all this technology, you can't hide from your voting record. And there's 39 senators that voted in favor of busting the spending cap. Only five of the 39, all of them voted for it, but five of the 39 did not sign on as authors of that bill. They voted in favor of it, and that was simply a vote that they will always be ashamed of, and always, when this is over, for the next 120 days until the elections are over, the senators that voted for it will tell you, "Oh, I voted for it, but I didn't really mean it." Or, "I voted for it because I got your school crossing paint from Paige Cortez." I mean, this thing is an embarrassing way to run a state. And of all the places that we need turnover, of all the places we need new blood, it's in the Louisiana Senate. Or there were 39 votes, five did not sign on as author, so we've got 34 people that signed on as authors to break the spending cap and voted for it, And that 34 has lots of explaining to do. And they're either part of the solution, and that is to uphold the HB1 without amendment, or to recognize you're part of the problem. I like Huey Long. I like coming down here. We need to have Memorial Day on this program every day for the 100 or 150 people who have permanently left this state today. We've been losing people at a rate of more than 100 a day for the last 2 or 3 years. We've been losing people every year for the last decade. Let's have a moment of silence and a little prayer for those who are leaving, because our legislature in Baton Rouge is the problem. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get to the end on the budget. But look, we'll do our business report, and then we'll come back, talk about the legislature on little things besides the budget, and talk about what little bravery, what little honor we have in our Louisiana Senate. And it's sort of embarrassing. But look, let's go through the business report. The business report was bad, and it's better than our Senate. So what we've got is the Dow Jones closed at 32,910. 32,910. That's 131 points down. That's down 0.4%. Not a bad loss as percentages go, but it is a loss. The NASDAQ closed at 12,935. That was down 82 points, again, down 0.6. And then the S&P closed at 4180. If you recall, earlier in the week, I was thankful. It might have been Tuesday when we came back, that over the weekend, Bitcoin gained 1,100 points, and I believe S&P had finally gotten over 4,200. Well, it closed today at 4,180. It's down 25 points, so it was over 42 yesterday. And so that's 0.6. So we end up with the Dow down 0.4, the NASDAQ down 0.6, and S&P down 0.6. You know, a date that is looking to Washington, D.C., on the debt limit agreement or non-agreement. It's going to be interesting because the agreement, there's 218 Republicans. 30 have already come out to say they won't vote for it. Ms. Cortez has come out as a state, as a representative and Democrat. Or socialist, whichever one, has come out and said she won't support it. So you're at this point, if the rest of the Republicans stuck with the deal, then you're going to be in a position where you're going to need 30 Democrats to vote in favor of it. Or really, the Republicans have 4 extra. So if 30 are off, you need 26 Democrats to carry this budget deal. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to question. I can't question. You can't question the underlying deal if you wish that it cut federal spending more. You've got two choices. We're not, you know, it's a little bit like, what should we say? A little bit like the Alamo, you know, we're either going to stop and we're going to have the fight to the death on the federal government bankrupting itself or bankrupting our country, or you're going to try to eat a whale. And Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, Garrett Graves, they're all eating a whale today. They hadn't eaten it all. They're not close to the tail. They're just barely starting to take bites out of the whale. But what we've got is a budget that had to occur so we could go on to another day unless you're ready for the Alamo. Look, we'll come back. I hear my music. We're going to talk a little bit more about the business. Then we'll get on to the legislature on issues of matters besides the budget. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with the budget. As Paul Hurd, your host, we're glad to be here. Louisiana Live coming in hot. And we'll be right back.
Pick a toy, pick a joy in the game. Son of a gun, you have been fun on the divide.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Yes, indeed. We're glad to be here today. Paul Hurd, your host, WGSO 990 AM, knocking it out. Your host and show is Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're glad to be here. Remember, we can take your calls at 504-556-9696. We'd be glad to hear from you. That is our Louisiana Excellence Hotline. Don't forget our special sponsor. Go to www.louisianaexcel.org. Look at them. Consider joining this group. This group, Lord knows we need a group that advocates for the taxpayer and the business owner. This group has one purpose, and that is to lower your tax burden on your family and on your business. look at Louisiana Excellence and see if they can't help you. And if you can't help them, join them. We'd love to have, they'd love to have sponsors. They need support so that we can bring the message hot and hard to the candidates coming up this summer, this fall. And let's make this state different. But you can call them on the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. We'd be glad to have you. But let's go on through with what the legislature's done. It's interesting. All the fighting, everything has gone behind closed doors. If there's any part of this that is disappointing about our media in Louisiana, and that is how much of a lapdog group they are, that there's no searching out what's going, what's being proposed, what's being thought about. And you really just have to sort of piecemeal what's going on. Right now, we only have 8 days after today, 8 days left in the session. The June 1's tomorrow. It ends June 8. Two of those days are going to be a weekend. And so we're really 2 days to work after today, 2 days on the weekend, and then 4 days, and the fourth day, it ends at 6 p.m. So there's, the Senate is gathering up what little they wish to pass, and then they're going to pass it all on Tuesday and Wednesday next week and run for the hills. Here's where we are. Let's talk about first the House Bill 648 is still in the Senate committee chaired by Fred the Freak Mills. It was not voted down. It is being held hostage in that committee. Having heard some of the comments made by some of the legislators, including Mr. Ferment, who is the author of this bill, remember, all it takes, remember our civics lesson from yesterday, Senate Rule 1311 says any senator can make a motion that that bill be reported out of a Senate committee, and that vote has to be taken. You make your fellow senators vote. And if there's one thing that the great conspiracy in the Senate is to don't make us vote. Once we vote, our real position is known. And that's what's happening to the bill on mutilating minors. That's what's happening to the bill on protecting minors from their staffs of school, that those children need to be left alone. There's no gender sex talk at the schools. All of those bills have been passed by the House overwhelmingly, and they are being smothered in the Senate. Anything going to the Education Committee right now has to be reported out without a floor mandate, without a Rule 1311 mandate, has to be approved by Cleo Fields. That's no standard by which we're going to improve anything. Louisiana's been this way when he got here. He likes it this way. He lives in this way. He has prospered in being a conduit for government handouts. What we need is a majority in the Senate. You need 20 votes. Somebody needs to make the motion. We need 20 votes to demand that that bill be reported out. There's a bill that demands that third graders have to read. It's held by Cleo Fields' committee, Education Committee in the Senate. We need a rebellious group of legislators, senators, in the Senate to make the motion that these bills be reported to the floor. Because once you make that motion on the floor, you've made your fellow senators expose whether they support that legislation or not. And it passed overwhelmingly in the House. They have, whether they believe it or not, if they want to stay a senator, they have to vote in favor of your motion. It's the conspiracy of silence. We need somebody that will make the motion. That's where we are on 648. They think they're going to do something. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're probably going to report 648 out and leave everything else captured in the Senate. They're going to give up one hostage and hold 15 other hostages. But that's where we are. We need all the hostages released from the Senate. That's I'm hoping that's what we can get done on this, on the Senate budget. We're going to have another civics lesson. I'm sorry. We're going to have another civics lesson. What's interesting is you hear the lie that's put out by Governor Edwards and the Democratic Senate. All 39 of them are tried and true Democrats in Republican clothing. I bless their pea-picking hearts. Don't tell me you came here to be a Republican in name only. But what we've got is the new excuse for not passing House Bill 1 is that it violates the constitutional spending limit. Because a Louisiana statute says in Louisiana Revised Statute 39:57, that the governor has the right to interpret a word to mean anything he wishes it to mean. One, it is statutory hogwash, and we're going to come back and go through six different reasons they're wrong, and this is another excuse. We need to stand up in the Senate. We need somebody to make the motion. This is Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live coming in hot is your program. We're going to take a break, do some advertising, and we shall return for the second half of the show.
Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
Crime is out of control. Louisiana's education system failing our kids and our economy one of the worst. We need a new direction. We need Jeff Landry as governor, a former police officer, Army National Guardsman, sheriff's deputy, and our Louisiana Attorney General. Jeff Landry has a proven record of fighting crime. A small businessman, he successfully filled hundreds of jobs for Louisiana citizens. So Jeff Landry opposes high taxes and government red tape harming our economy. A husband and father, Jeff Landry knows all kids deserve a great education, not liberal politics pushed in the classroom. A leader standing up to Biden, protecting our pro-life values and Second Amendment freedoms, endorsed by the Republican Party of Louisiana. Our next governor, Jeff Landry.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The gloves are coming off in the governor's race as we have our first attack ad. Jeff Palermo reports.
A super PAC that supports Republican Stephen Wagaspak has a TV and radio ad that slams Attorney General Jeff Landry, claiming he's been soft on crime during his time as the Attorney General.
Under Landry's watch, Louisiana is now the most dangerous state in America.
Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says it's surprising to see an attack ad this soon, weeks before qualifying.
How bad will this get? Will other Republicans join in?
Landry is the front runner, and his campaign has responded to this ad by touting the endorsements of several sheriffs and district attorneys. I'm Jeff Palermo.
On the eve of the beginning of the 2023 hurricane season, we have a low pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico, but it poses little threat to Louisiana. By the weekend, it could either weaken or drift eastward towards the Florida Peninsula with some heavy rain involved. Still, it serves as a good reminder to get prepared for the storm season ahead. This is news from LRN.
Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin.
Get ready to go vote, Louisiana. I'm Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin. This fall, Louisiana will conduct elections for our new governor, other statewide offices, and our full legislature. I'm reminding you to visit govote.com or download our award-winning GoVote app to register to vote, make changes to your registration, sign up for election alerts, and learn more about what will be on your ballot. Louisiana's elections are among the most secure in our country, and we want to keep you informed ahead of this important election. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't make a difference in our futures. Visit GEAUXVOTE.com or download the GoVote smartphone app today. This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you, get ready to go vote, Louisiana.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Dale Clary joins us, State Director of Convention of States. He'll update us on the Louisiana legislature. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein and unveil our new Ringside Politics Parody of the Week. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m., the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays.
We're back. It's a good, great day in the great state of Louisiana. It's a beautiful day where I am sitting because I'm inside a studio and all I've got is nice, pretty, bright, fluorescent lighting. No rain, no wind, no humidity. So we're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host, WGSO 990 AM, the community radio spot. We're glad to be here. Look, let's go back to the budget. We've had our first civics lesson yesterday about Senate Rule 1311 that said that you can you can make the motion to bring these bills that are that were great ones. There's, I could list them. I wrote an article. The article's in the Hayride. The article's in Wichita Citizen. The article lists, and you know them. There's 10 bills that says we got to get our kids educated. We got to get them reading by three. We got to get school choice for everyone to be able to move their children to whatever school they think best serves their children. We've got the tell the teachers to leave the kids alone. We've got the library bill came out of the Senate and has escaped. The great escape has escaped to the House. So the Senate cannot snatch it back. We've got the constitutional carry. What's interesting, and I don't want to get sidetracked. We've got 12 great bills to make Louisiana headline news nationally if we can help them escape from the Senate. You need two senators to work the magic. I stand up and move that House Bill X be reported out by tomorrow at noon. I second it. It has to be voted on. If the Senate, you're getting a vote on the merits. If they'll vote to pull it out, that brings it to the floor. I move to have House Bill 1 reported out by tomorrow at noon. All of these motions can just be made. You can run this legislative railroad. And what you do is you force the Senate to vote. And what the Senate is doing is hiding behind a legislative wall of silence. But let's go back to where they're trying to come up with the governor. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden have tried to come up with a new excuse. We've talked about it a little bit, but I went back to research it. Look, the statute that gives the governor that authority is revised statute 3957 that they're trying to claim. First, let's talk about why what they want to claim is now today in the debate on House Bill 1 that an expenditure for the payment of existing debt is an expenditure that is limited by the Constitution. All right. One, it never has been since we had the constitutional spending expenditure cap. Pay down of debt has never been classified as an expenditure against that cap. That was what you did. If you had $100 and your spending cap says you can only spend $75, it doesn't say you take the $25 and burn it. What the constitutional cap says, that money can only be used for one, two, three. One of those permitted expenditures that doesn't interfere with the cap is to pay down debt. So the money in excess of what your revenue is that you're paying down on debt is not an expenditure that would break the spending limit. Second, this bill as entered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3, not House Bill 1, was introduced with the economic calculations assuming that payments of debt were not expenditures. That legislative history itself can be used to prove that the expenditure of excess revenue to pay our unfunded liability on our retirement plans is not a breach, an expenditure that would breach the spending cap. Second, when this bill was first introduced, it assumed that payment of existing debt was not an expenditure under the spending cap, and it had to be amended to act as if it's ignoring now the legislative history of past acts and its own calculations to somehow now declare that payment of debt is a violation of the expenditure. if the House does not accept that definition, then it doesn't apply. And what's even more interesting, and the reason I don't think it will, it would survive court scrutiny, is because it says for this one budget, we will consider payment of debt as violating the spending cap. But this does not mean that last budget, where we treated expenditures to pay debt as if they did not violate the spending cap, this doesn't interfere with last year's budget. It only is this one-time definition, and then my point being, the definition in the Constitution does not change. So again, it proves that this thing will not stand up to judicial scrutiny. I don't even think a judicial court will take it, because at some point you've got separation of powers problems with this. Third, what's interesting is, and this is fundamentally what's important, this statute that would give the governor authority to make a duck a dog, is that it only applies to, all questions which arise as to the meaning of items specified in an appropriation, we're not dealing with that, or be in the state budget. This statute only applies after the budget is enacted. This does not apply today. So the governor has no authority to unilaterally today change the definition of what the Constitution says is a limitation on the legislative spending. So, and lastly, I have to mention, when Senate concurrent resolution, which they need, it is the vehicle by which they're seeking authority to override the constitutional spending limit. When it was approved and reported from the Senate committee to the Senate floor, it's void. There was no quorum present. I've got a printed list of the committee members, and I've got a list of the committee members who were present and voting on Senate concurrent resolution number 3, and they were 2 people short of a quorum. They didn't have a quorum. They couldn't gather up in the coffee shop. Let's go 2 or 3 of us. Let's go pass concurrent resolution number 3. No. You've got to do business. The Senate rule says the committee has to have a quorum of its members to do its business. This resolution never had a quorum to begin with. It needs to be resent to the committee and then reported out with a quorum. And I really want to see if you're going to get all the Republicans to vote for it again. But again, it's void. It's technically still in that committee. And lastly, we are, the bill itself has a couple of amendments to it to try to make it clear that they are trying to redefine expenditure different than what it was understood to have been. When the key is, when the constitutional limitation on spending, when it was enacted, the term expenditure is in the Constitution. That part of it, if there was a dispute, perhaps the governor would have some authority. But the fact is, the court has the authority to say paying down debt has never been an expenditure under the cap. And anything the governor says will not change that, even if they attempt to leave it in the bill. So I'm really hoping that this is our civic lesson number 2, that the Constitution overrides a resolution. Civic lesson number 1 was that any senator brave enough to change Louisiana's history has to make a vote to pull out and report to the Senate floor the dozen bills by the House that need to be reported out and have not been. I wanted to mention this last thing. Here's the group that could be your leaders. These are the group that voted in favor of the resolution but did not sign on as authors. That's Heather Cloud, Cameron Henry, bless his heart, Barrow Peacock, Jeremy Stein, and Glenn Womack. Their hands are half clean. I don't know how many pieces of silver they took, but that's where we are. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot's back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the upcoming elections. The governor's election's heating up. We're going to talk about it, and we'll be right back for the last segment.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Oh, I'm feeling all right. Glad to be here. Paul Hurd. Hurd's Louisiana Live. Glad to bring the news to the great state of Louisiana. We're going to have this legislative session is going to finally finish up. We've got a couple of matters that are still pending. And one of them is a bill that did get reported out of the Senate to the Senate from the Senate floor. I'm sorry, committee to the floor. And that was House Bill 901 that has been amended, but it is trying to clear up the problems that we have in getting when we have a hurricane, when you have a tornado, when you have damage. the how quickly must the property owner identify his damage and the cost of damage to get a repair? And then once he does that, how quickly must the insurance company respond? And if they can't agree, how quickly can we get to a third party person qualified to do some resolution of it and see if we can make it more efficient so that people aren't litigating in court, but resolving these in a process much like mediation. Also, there was a the Senate in its attempt to override and breach the constitutional spending limit also passed out Senate concurrent resolution by Senator Cleo Fields that adopted the minimum foundation program recommendations from Bessie Board, which combined will help the Senate override the constitutional spending cap. You just can't stop these people, man. When they're traveling down, when the whole object is spend it if you got it, don't pay. It's like having three car notes and you win the lottery, and instead of paying off a car note, you go and you spend it on a vacation. It's just pitiful. Anyway, that's what they've done. But what I wanted to get to is we've got the governor's election going. Jeff Landry's the leader in all the candidates. Mr. Wilson, who's a head of Department of Economic Development, DOTD. I think they changed it, but Department of Economic Development and Transportation. He's running as the only Democrat. They're leading the race substantially over the other candidates, including Mr. Schroeder, who's the treasurer, Miss Sharon Hewitt, who's a senator, Lundy, who's a trial lawyer, and he is going to be the hatchet man. He's going to be the man who's in it to dirty up the pro-business, pro-family candidates in this, and that's where we are today. So the first ugly attack ad, I'll call it ugly, came out, and Steve Wagaspak has to be the one, because he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist since he was the chief of staff for Bobby Jindal and nearly drove us into the ground. There was no worse group than Bobby Jindal, Steve Wagaspak, Timmy Teeple. Bless their pea-picking hearts, they almost ruined the state, and it's taken us 8 years to get over it, 12 years to get over it. It was a mess, and those people have not earned objectively or any support. And so Mr. Wagaspak is out there trying to stir up trouble, and he has accused the Attorney General of being failing to prosecute crime in Orleans and failing to prosecute crime in East Baton Rouge and failing to prosecute it in Caddo. He needs civic lesson number 3. Mr. Wagaspak needs to go check the Constitution, go read his law books, go back to law school if you're a lawyer. The Attorney General can't do any of that. The Constitution expressly prohibits the Attorney General from being able to prosecute at a local level unless he's invited in by the prosecutor who is failing to prosecute. Now, it's an attack just to create fear, and it may be the only success in this attack is that Mr. Wagaspak's name will be said, along with he doesn't know what he's talking about. But at least if they remember his name, they won't remember that he didn't know what he was talking about. But that's the legal side of it, the constitutional side. But more importantly than that, today, Steve Scalise, congressman, came out and really chastised Steve Waggis Pack. This is Waggis Pack's political action committee that is supporting Waggis Pack, but alleges that it's not coordinating with the candidate. And that has to do with how much money can you give. But this political action committee that's running this ad, Congressman Scalise came out and called on them to pull this constitutionally, legally false claim against our Attorney General and Governor candidate Jeff Landry. I commend him for it. They're doing a lot of heavy lifting in Washington, D.C., but Steve Scalise was kind enough and objective enough to come out and say, this is not what we need. This kind of nonsense, unfounded criticism is simply something that does nothing for Louisiana or anybody else. So I commend Congressman Scalise. I commend Jeff Landry for the job that he did as Attorney General and is still doing. And I think if there's somebody's got a criticism of him, put it on the table. But neither Jeff Landry nor Steve Waggis Pack, they have no authority over the limit on ducks. They have no authority on the limits on redfish, and they got no authority to prosecute cases at the district court level. I mean, come on, Steve, get your people thinking. Look, this is Paul Hurd. We're glad to be here. The legislature is laying low, but there's knives out, people dying every day. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll report the body count, and maybe we'll get a senator to stand up and help turn this state around. Paul Hurd, your program's Hurd's Louisiana Live. We will see you at 4 o'clock tomorrow on the WGSO 990 Flamethrower. Have a good evening. You can look as much, but if you much as touch.